people who try to scam business people and farmers in particular, it doesn't seem to be a new thing that is taking place. You would be aware that also the minister's Facebook Meta, people have been making themselves as if it's a minister. So she has also called on people to be alive to that situation.
Yes.
As a FASA, we're also calling on all farmers, black and white, to ensure that once they get communicated to by anybody whom they suspect or whom they don't know, whether they say they're coming from the media houses, they should also have their own way of checking back with the media houses. They must also check with their farmer union just to verify, because at least when you counteract the information before you communicate with these people or give them information about your whereabouts or your farm or your business activity, please check with other people. If you have a high suspicion, please don't hesitate, call the police.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzansi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.